IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters from across the globe Welcome to yet another episode of your program The Viewpoint Here we are after a while So we are so psyched to be here But I'm not alone in the studio I am joined by my dear brother Brother Muhammad Assalamu alaikum dear brother
Alaikum assalam Thank you for inviting me to IRIB
Thank
brother.
You so much for accepting our invitation And it's an honor to have you here all the time
Appreciate it
Thank
honor
you
is mine.
Thank you. And on the left side of mine, I do have the pleasure to have dear brother Sheikh Liaqat. Assalamu alaikum, dear Sheikhuna, and welcome.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for inviting.
As they say, patience or sabr is one of the most powerful values in Islam, yet it is often misunderstood. It is not about giving up or remaining silent in the face of injustice. Rather, it is about staying firm, acting with wisdom, and trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfect timing while continuing to do what is right. Dear brother Muhammad, the strongest response is not always the fastest one, right?
Correct.
You agree? Okay. So what is the strategic patience and how does it differ from weakness, hesitation, or surrender? Do you remember during the first and second True Promise operation, sometimes some people criticized, even some military, aware people as well, that why Iran is not answering like within the one day or second day, why Iran is being patient, what was the reason behind it? And then they understand it eventually. But again, what is the strategic patience? Please do elaborate on that.
There is a book written by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, The Black Swan.
Yeah, the famous one.
Yes.
I have read some books from him.
Yes, Peter, it explains there is two systems of reasoning and rationality when it comes to decision-making system. One that is more inclined towards fast, creating fast judgments and results. And system two, which is a little bit slower but more accurate, which relies more on rationality, skepticism, and to produce, you know, it looks at the empirical, the data, and what is factual to conclude a rational, you know, a factual, you know, reasoning.
Okay.
So this is what the Islamic Republic as a system is practicing, you know, abiding by reasoning, by rationality, what the U.S. administration and the whole, you know, political world is infatuated by. Like, how is this government with the less technological advancement is scoring more victories on the political stage by winning the public opinion and changing the public perception, and on the military level by defeating America? Look, this the startling ignominious defeat of American military is unprecedented in the whole colonial life of this project, you know.
Yeah.
This is called, you know, a strategic patient in their perspective. As I said, we are people of God. We are the people of divinity, and we are on the right side of the history, and we make the right decision. We lead by example and actions. They are leading by slogans and propagation of lies. So here is the difference between the Islamic Republic, which is a government of people for people. That's the only truly government of people for people in the whole world, you know, in essence. I have been to other countries. This government truly represents that. And if they want to, like, you know, I'm not saying they're infallible and there is no, you know, mistakes within the administration and they're perfect, but relatively they're the most representative, you know, representation of their people. And this is what Western
government, by the people for the people.
This is
the
what
people.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Westerners do
the
not understand.
Yeah.
I read in this article in Majalah. Okay, it's called the Majalah. I think it's something like Al Jazeera.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to play, you know, both ways. You know, say some truth,
yeah,
but in the end, be apologetic towards
their own agenda,
interests.
Sure.
Yeah. So this, you know, they're trying to describe the profile of Ali Khamenei, the guardian of Iran's strategic patience. But what they fail is the understanding of the true objective and the goal behind this patience is not what they think hegemonic. It's not in their part, every accusation is a confession. They think that Iran's utilization of the strategic patient is just to be a superpower or a hegemon.
Yeah.
What they don't understand that Iran is not after that. Iran is after...
Iran paid a heavy price for
it. Awakening.
How do you want to justify that?
They don't understand it. They fool people that are driven by materialistic, capitalistic, individualistic life. Mm. But now Iran is changing the public perception.
Yeah. And we saw during the war that even people were like patient. You saw that people didn't, evacuate the city immediately, or when you go to the supermarket, everything was available.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mr. Araghchi, the Iranian foreign affairs minister, said that when he was in Japan working as an ambassador,
mm-hmm.
he was saying that he was there at the time of tsunami, I guess. He was in Japan.
I remember the tsunami time, right?
And he was saying the first wave of the tsunami when it hits. I saw within the first day or the second day, the supermarket, it was like everything was gone. You couldn't find anything in the shelters.
Yeah. Let's not go too far back,
uh-huh.
A patient nation. Let's look at America as an impatient nation.
Mm-hmm.
During the COVID time, how the stores were raided for what? Toilet tissue?
Toilet tissue.
So,
and their president was like doing the slam dunk. In the Puerto Rico,
Iranian nation is an example of a patient nation because everything is self-emanating, is not enforced by external force of law enforcement. They will not even if there was no law and there was no leader at one point present in the to be in charge of the nation. And what did Iranian nation presented itself as? That solves the whole equation.
And so many things were manufactured by the Iranian people, Iranian mm-hmm. products. And now we understand what was the reason behind it, as if this was one of the puzzles that Ayatollah Khamenei foreseen it before everything.
During the time of Saddam's war with Iran, even then the production was on, by the orders of Imam Khomeini.
Mm.
He was like, nothing. Of course, we are in state of war with Iraq, with Saddam. But this doesn't mean that we have to empty all our capabilities. We have to leave our shops. We have to leave everything. We have to sit alone and we have to cry, oh my God, our country is in state of war. Oh my God, we are being bombed by the Saddam regime. No, this shouldn't happen. Like, we should stand up, and resistance is actually this. Having patience is actually this. When another force imposes upon us something, we act patiently and we don't leave our capacities and capabilities. I have the capability to run a shop, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm still going to run it even in hardship and hard times. Even if there is war, my production will not stop. My production, example, I'm a rice producer. I won't stop it, you see?
Mm.
And of course, these are the teachings deep in line with the religion of Islam. And of course, by calling out to Shahid Khamenei, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his noble status, his teachings and everything what he said can be deeply rooted inside the teachings of Islam.
Yeah.
You see? When people call him, he is the Shaheed of Iran. Yes, that is true. Completely true. I agree upon it completely. Yes, he is indeed Aghay Shaheed Iran. Mm. Yeah, that is true. He is indeed the Shaheed of Iran. But more than that, he is an Islamic Shaheed as well. Shaheed Islam. He should be called Shaheed Islam. He gave up his life not just for the sake of Iran.
Speech, he talked about Ummah and community, Islamic Ummah.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, he just didn't give his life for the sake of Iran and for the values of Iran. He gave his life for the sake of Islam, for the teachings of Islam. It's actually because of Islam that he has brought so much of prosperity in the beautiful country of Iran.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Islam, Islam, then he couldn't bring this much of prosperity in Iran. Of course, Iran has a rich culture and heritage. Like, it is well known, like 2,500 years and above, isn't it? Before Christ, and that's there. I'm not denying that about the culture, the rich culture and heritage of Iran. But it was when Islam entered Iran that Iran really became Iran in its beautiful sense, So when we look at the teachings of Imam Khomeini and Imam Shahid Khamenei, and of course, like a bit right now, the first step or the first few steps which Iran is experiencing, the leadership of Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei. I would say, inshallah, in the near future, inshallah, that we are blessed to see his enlightened face, and inshallah we are blessed with his meeting as well, inshallah his speeches as well, then we will come to know about more dimensions about patience and of course how we have to act patiently from an Islamic perspective, inshallah.
I remember I read somewhere that during the Iran Saddam regime war, Ayatollah Khamenei was encouraging people in the IRGC and the Iranian army as well to repair their own jets, to repair whatever they have, to build their own at that time, because I mean, so many people ask him, it's not priority, we can just buy it, you know, sell the oil and buy these things, it's a good trade because we don't have the time for these things. He was insisting.
Exactly. This is resistance indeed. Yeah.
Really had insight, this man. Thank you so much, dear Sheikh Liaghat. So, dear brother Muhammad, how can we distinguish between revenge driven by emotion and justice pursued according to divine guidance?
You know, because this derives from humanity's a knack for justice and retribution when there is injustice implemented. I gotta say, as Sheikh was emphasizing on the Islamic aspect of patience, for the sake of our Western audience, when we talk about Islam, in fact, we're talking about humanity. All the aspects of Islam that, pertains to humanity and human values. And justice and retribution, could be connected in a sense that what retribution or avenge or revenge is more suitable, intellectually suitable for the situation, for the matter at hand, or which one is less suitable. Everybody talks about Iran asymmetric warfare. I'm not buying that. This is not asymmetric. This is very symmetric response to what.
How come?
People went to Ayatollah Khamenei. They said U.S. And the Zionist regime and all these tyrannical, forces in the world, they have good, air powers.
Yeah.
So let's start building good planes. Ayatollah Khamenei said no. Invest. And obviously he had, advice from other people, but he was also a visionary himself. Let's invest on the weapons that they can be appropriate response to their, strength point, and turns into a weak one. Evidently speaking, drones and missiles. So this is the right revenge, okay? And also the revenge that we're talking about, there is a public sentiment in Iran for the blood of Imam Khamenei, as I said it in our topic, relying on God only, is the ultimate revenge of changing the world system, reconfiguring it for a more peaceful, justice prevailing, system, rather than killing, specific target individuals. America is going to put another Zionist president in place of Donald Trump.
So we don't want to turn ourselves as monsters too.
Exactly. This is
a different types of being a superpower.
Principle, patience, within the parameters of human value, rather than barbaric response, what America does. Oh, you killed or two soldiers, we're going to annihilate your civilization. Or what that smart, rich war criminal is saying for every soldier that their mother's cries of design, the criminals, we're going to make 100 Lebanese mother cry.
Come on, this is barbarism. This is a very interesting and simple mistake, but They are so cocky, do not see the fact that they are like people and humanity. They don't care about humanity.
You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at a qawm, that is a group of people who are going against the values, Allah will take away the intelligence of them. It is said this, yeah? So, you know, Netanyahu, in the middle of the war with Iran, like the 40-day war, I would say the recent one. Mm-hmm. So he was like, we have not even thought about Iran blocking the whole of Strait of Hormuz. We have not even given a possibility that Iran can do such a thing. It was in the middle of the war that we have understood, oh, Iran can block away the whole Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah.
See, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away that intelligence from the oppressors.
Yes.
You see, this will happen. This is a retribution from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The divine justice is not on certain day in future, far away from now. It can happen right now as well.
Thank you so much, both of you, dear brother Sheikh Liaghat and dear brother Muhammad. I enjoyed our talk, and I hope we can continue this in other episodes coming out, inshallah. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Guys and dear audience, our brothers and sisters, please do keep us in your prayers until another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شفعة أنا لها.